Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So pleased to have with us back on the line Jody Buchholz, who is with the Local Immigration Partnership of Lanark and Renfrew. Jody, we've had you on here before. It's great work that you folks do. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your organization before we get started and start talking about the second annual Culture Connect. For anybody who doesn't know, what is it that your organization does? And I know that you're working with a local institution to make this happen.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Bob. So Local Immigration Partnership of Lanark and Renfrew County, we're really here in the communities at large of Lanark and Renfrew County to work towards helping community members and strengthening that role of community and municipality in welcoming and integrating our newcomer population. And so that's a really loose definition of our work. And part of that has to do with some of the initiatives that we do here in the community, like Culture Connect, that we'll talk a little bit about here this morning. And one thing that always, I think, throws people off a little bit is that Local Immigration Partnership is, we're seated in Algonquin College. So the Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada contract for Local Immigration Partnership is actually held by the Pembroke campus of Algonquin College. So anytime you engage with us, that's why you see that we're associated with Algonquin College. So that means that we get to work with both the Pembroke and the Perth campus of Algonquin to help look at how we can move forward with integrating our international student population as well.
That partnership just seems like a natural fit.
It does. And I'll be honest, out of the 36 local immigration partnerships that are in Ontario, we are the only one that's associated with a post-secondary educational institute. So we're a little bit of an outlier in the LIP community, if you will. But we think that, there might be a little bit of a trend moving towards something like this because it is such a good and natural fit.
Excellent. Okay. So what we wanted to talk about with you today is the second annual Culture Connect, a celebration of diversity and culture that is taking place over the course of the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it?
So Culture Connect really consists of events that are crafted to unite people, you know, for collective learning, for celebration, for honoring the cultures and the traditions that really make up each of our individual communities. And so think of it kind of as a big smattering of events and activities that are happening across Lanark and Renfrew County over the month of June. So we're midway through June now, but there's still all kinds of Culture Connect activities happening. And there's a little bit of something for everyone, you know, from ways to connect socially to online or in-person learning opportunities to really like physical engagement activities. Really June, the rest of June will be an opportunity to connect with culture and really also look at exploring new areas, new parts of the Ottawa Valley that maybe some of the folks in our communities haven't really experienced yet.
And if memory serves, we spoke about this last year, and you're right, like the diversity of what is presented, it's everything from food to dance to physical education to art to music. It's just there's so many different things that really I think expose is the proper word. It's exposure and education.
Yeah, that's right. And we've really, last year being our inaugural year, we have grown exponentially this year. And that is really wholeheartedly 100% because of the amazing partners that we have, the amazing volunteers that we have in the community. We have over 40 dedicated partners who didn't think twice about coming on board to be part of Culture Connect this year, whether that was creating or facilitating or helping to spread the word about Culture Connect. So at this moment in time that you and I are talking, we have already collectively connected with over 1,800 participants during the first 3 weeks of Culture Connect, and we still have two more weeks to go.
That's really exciting. Now, is there a place where our listeners can go and take a look at what events are coming up if they want to, you know, perhaps learn a little bit more and to take part in something?
Absolutely. So our local immigration website, which is liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture Culture-Connect is where you can find all the information related to Culture Connect this year. And for those, you know, there's still all kinds of activities that are happening specifically in the Lanark County area over the next 2 weeks. Whether you're somebody who likes to learn through doing, you can stop by your local library, including the Smith Falls Library, Perth, Lanark Highlands Libraries. So the three libraries in the Lanark County area to engage in Culture Connect activities, whether that's welcome rock painting. We have Biblio Bingo this year as well. A little bit of a fun activity, which I'll be honest, I didn't think was going to be such a hit, but it really is a hit, called Spill the Tea, where you're actually learning about different tea traditions and cultures across the world through a tea sampler kit. And we also
Why does that interest me? Like, honestly, like, it sounds really cool.
Again, we thought through the planning committee and through the amazing local immigration partnership team, it was kind of an ad hoc idea. And one of our community partners titled it, let's call it Spill the Tea. And so it really does talk about how there is such an ingrained tradition of tea across so many different cultures, including those that are found in our communities. And so it's been a really fun little activity that you can go pick up a Spill the Tea kit from your local libraries.
That is really cool. I love this. And that's just, you know, one sample of the things that are going on. And there are some that take more of a serious tone too, right? Like, this is, again, it is such a wide variety that that you're presenting.
That's right. And so one of the activities that does take a more of a serious tone, but still has that playful element to it, that connection element to it, is this Sunday, the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum's hosting their Museum Neighborhood Story Jams, which really brings that question of what is your story to the forefront. And so the Neighborhood Story Jam is an opportunity for you to share your story, your culture, your traditions, your memories with neighbors by connecting through an object that you have in your home. So a culturally based object that is part of who you are. You have the opportunity to bring it into the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum to engage on a one-on-one storytelling opportunity. So you get to listen, you get to learn, and you get to connect through the exchange of stories. And so that's happening this Sunday from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. You don't have to register. You can just show up at the museum. So again, there's the playful side of the learning, and then there's a little bit more of that, you know, opportunity to listen and really engross yourself in learning from somebody else and somebody's culture.
I try not to put our guests on the spot, but I'm going to do that. What are some of your favorites that you've either taken part in or that you're anticipating in this?
Oh, well, Bob, we actually just wrapped up this past Saturday. We again partnered with the Ottawa Tuskers, that's a cricket club based in Ottawa, and we had the cricket showdown. So that was in the Pembroke area this last Saturday, where we had the opportunity to welcome community members as well as a growing international student population that's located at the Pembroke campus to have a really fun cricket tutorial for those who are a little less familiar. But then we engaged in like this really awesome friendly cricket match. And we saw community members really flock to the ball diamond where we held the match. And they said, we knew that this wasn't baseball. We knew that it looked like baseball. But when we came in, you know, we were like, wow, there's a cricket match happening. So that's one that really, again, it's really fresh in my memory. But again, we've had learning opportunities about Indigenous culture. We've had more playful opportunities to engage in a little bit of dance, from Bollywood dance. We have a Dabke dance lesson next week in the Renfrew County area. So you're really, Bob, by putting me on the spot, you're really asking me to pick, like, who's my favorite child of Culture Connect?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Well, yeah, I guess I am.
And of course, there's also some really awesome events happening on this Saturday in the Lanark County area. So at the Carleton Place Curling Club, shout out to the Carleton Place Curling Club, because they came on board this year with an opportunity for some street curling during the Bridge Street grand reopening celebration. So that means, and you might think like, well, what does curling have to do with culture? Curling is such a huge part of the Canadian culture that it offers an opportunity for newcomers to, and there's tons of newcomers in the Carleton Place area, to come and learn a little bit about Canadian culture through curling. So that's going to be from 10 until 3 this Saturday, again in Carleton Place. June's also Pride Month. So we've had some really great partnerships with all kinds of the Pride organizations across across Lanark and Renfrew County. And if you haven't heard about it, I'm sure you have, but Smith Falls Pride has their gala this Saturday. So, and no doubt that's going to be an unforgettable event that starts at 7:30 p.m. and it goes until the fun ends. So you do need to get your tickets in advance for that one. But again, when we say culture, we are as inclusive of as possible. So culture is a very diverse, lots of dimensions to defining culture. And so this year we really saw it with our lineup of events.
Yeah. And I love the sports that have been chosen here. Cricket, for one. You know, you can say, well, what's an international sport that, you know, people may find interesting? And soccer's out there, but we have soccer here and we've excelled at soccer, not to, you know, in certain levels. Our women are certainly an incredible success story when it comes to soccer or football, as they call it over there. But cricket, there's a sport that's played in so many countries, not really Canada. So you get to expose it. And then to the people who are here, you look at curling, there's a sport that is played by traditional winter countries. So those who have come here from those warmer climates, you know, those people who are like from Afghanistan probably have never seen it. So it's an incredible two-way street to be able to be exposed to cultures both at home and abroad. I think it's a wonderful event.
Yeah,
a wonderful series of events, I should say.
And that's exactly, you've hit the nail on the head, Bob. We really find that the magic of awareness and learning happens when it's a mutual exchange. And so we've again, because of our community partners, we've been able to find a bit of a sweet spot with that mutual exchange opportunity through Culture Connect this year.
Very cool. Well, before I ask you about anything else that's coming up in the near future, have we missed anything that you wanted to make sure our listeners knew about Culture Connect?
Well, we do have one other new feature this year, and that is the Culture Connector Award. And so we, through our community partners on the planning committee, developed an opportunity to recognize not only individuals, but also organizations from across Renfrew and Lanark County who are going a little bit that extra mile to support newcomers in adjusting to their new life in the Ottawa Valley. And so nominations are now closed. They closed at the end of May, but you will soon hear who the recipients are for the Lanark County area, and we'll be able to recognize those folks who really do inspire that feeling of belonging in our newcomer population. And so recipients will be announced at the end of June. And they're going to not just receive, you know, a nice plaque that says you're a culture connector. They're actually going to receive a pretty amazing handmade item courtesy of Bumpy Road Studio that not only is a beautiful token to recognize their integrate or their support and integration of newcomers, but it's actually like a functional item that gets to remind them every day that their community respects and appreciates everything that they do.
Very neat. We are going to put on our website when we post this interview, the email address, or sorry, the website that you had mentioned to us, that liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture-connect. So if anybody would like to go and pick up one of these events and maybe go and check them out, then they can certainly do that. Just briefly before I let you go, you're a busy organization. It's not just this particular month that you're doing this. What's down the road?
So we are just on the heels of a pretty big announcement, Bob. So over the last year, Local Immigration Partnership of Lanark and Renfrew County has been leading the development of the Eastern Ontario Immigrant Attraction and Retention Strategy. So we have partnered with the Ottawa Local Immigration Partnership, with the Eastern Ontario Training Board that oversees the Stormont, Dundas, Glengarry, Prescott, Russell area, as well as the St. Lawrence Rideau Immigration Partnership that's in Leeds and Grenville, to develop a strategy for our municipal leaders and our community members and our social service agencies to really have a blueprint in how we can effectively grow our newcomer population and also work collectively to improve upon our integration and our settlement services for this group, because we know that our populations are not growing like they used to. They're actually shrinking in some cases. And so we really feel as though by collectively working together as a region of Eastern Ontario, that we can have a really impactful, we can make an impactful difference in growing our newcomer population, but then also learning from each other in what some of those settlement and integration practices can be as well.
And it's so important too, because as you mentioned, you know, there's certain parts of the country where the immigration population has waned, has gone down a bit, but other places it's grown. We just heard on Friday that Canada has hit a population of 40 million people. So maybe just for a moment before I let you go, you could tell us the importance of programs such as yours for those people who are coming in, you know, in larger numbers, maybe not necessarily to our area, but across the country, certainly. Having programs such as yours, it is incredibly vital in order to make them feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and of that 1 million that came in 2022, 2023 this year, 96% of that was related to the immigrant population. And so, local immigration partnerships, there are over 90 across Canada. We are here, especially in some of the different communities, like the urban centers, they have lots of settlement services, but local immigration partnerships are really pivotal in bringing people together for coordination of services. So in rural communities like ours, local immigration partnerships are really here to help support, develop tools, provide the research necessary in order for our communities, our small communities, to have a plan to really effectively welcome and create that sense of belonging for our newcomer populations that are going to be absolutely pivotal in ensuring that we're growing and we're thriving in the future. So I am definitely biased, obviously, being part of a local immigration partnership, but they're across the nation, local immigration partnerships are doing some exceptional work, and we're really trying to learn from one another in how we can replicate some of these best practices in our own communities where it's applicable.
Jody, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. You're welcome anytime, and I very much look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob. I always appreciate it.
Jody Buchholz is our guest today on In Focus, manager of the Local Immigration Partnership, Lanark and Renfrew. We've been talking about the second annual Culture Connect, which is a celebration of diversity and culture. Want to give you that website one more time, liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture-connect. And if you take off that Culture Connect, you're going to find all sorts of really fascinating things at their website as well. Jody, again, looking forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.